And welcome to Pat Context Podcast. This is episode 44 for Wednesday, February 5th, 2014. Today we are going to talk about the destruction of virtual worlds. Boom, they're gone. No, in light of Vanguard being shut down. So we're going to take a little talk about, you know, MMOs that we love that have shut down and the destruction of Vanguard, and also in a take on digital property. And, you know, do you really ever own anything? It's like sands through an hourglass.
It's totally not like that.
Shut up. That was my very poetic intro. Anyway, which takes me to introducing our usual co-host. It's Aerolite and Elendriel. Elendriel, I hear you were playing more Magic this weekend.
I was. The newest set pre-released today. So I played some more sealed deck and went 4-1, which was pretty good. So it was fun. I made some big dudes and died to some big dudes, and that's what I like to do in Magic.
That sounds like a euphemism. And I don't really want to follow that any further.
Yeah, I think that's for a different podcast. Aerolite, how is your weekend going?
Oh, neither one of my children want to sleep anymore.
Oh, right.
So
yeah.
I don't know what day it is. Thank you for telling me. Now I think it's Wednesday the 5th.
Boy, are you going to be surprised.
Do you know what happened in the Super Bowl? Because
that's true. That if you're in the future.
No, see, you forget that my team hasn't been to a Super Bowl ever in the history of ever, so I don't actually ever watch it.
You have a team?
I do have a team.
Go on.
Oh. Do we really have to embarrass me on live television?
Yes.
I'm from Cleveland. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're a Browns fan.
I once got into a knockdown, drag-out fistfight with a gentleman who tried to say that Cleveland did not have a football team anymore, and that is incorrect. They had a team that year. There was just no one on it but a jersey and a football.
Well, but can't you claim the Ravens?
No! No, God, no! Oh, my God, what is wrong with you?
Hey, but they've won a Super Bowl, so you might as well claim
no,
it.
No,
They wouldn't exist if it wasn't for Cleveland.
No, they wouldn't exist if it weren't for Art Modell being a loser.
Leo looks very confused. It's funny.
Oh, no. That's, Ellie, there's only one way you could have hurt me more. And I'm not going to tell you what it is because then Vajra will hear and abuse me with it.
That's true, he will. So those of you who would be watching this on YouTube, you might notice that I have a different backdrop today, and that is because I also were recording on a different day. We're recording on Saturday today because tomorrow is the Super Bowl and I am in Seattle to say, go Seahawks! That, I believe, is what you're supposed to say.
You have never seen an American football game in your life, have you?
Not a lot. Not a lot. No. But I have beer in, like, I ordered wings and I have a bunch of beer in my fridge and there's a game that's going to be on TV and I can say woo.
Did you hear about the woman that ate 343 wings yesterday or this week?
343 wings.
Too many wings. I hope they were not a hot sauce.
I'm pretty sure they were.
That would really hurt.
She didn't weigh enough to, like, put 340 wings in her body.
Well, it's like that Japanese championship eating guy, you know, who's, like, tiny and can just, like, shove all these hot dogs inside of himself.
I kind of want to see the scale. I feel like they should do the scale before and after on those things just to show you how bad it is.
No. I never need to know that about anyone, ever.
Yeah, about anyone. Never do I need to know before and after dinner weights. That's a good policy. Anyway, we talk about games here.
It's the Super Bowl. That is totally a game.
That is totally a game. I will start talking about my game show I've been watching lately, so don't get me started. Because I don't play games anymore. I just watch shows about games. But other people have been playing games, and also in the news this week. Sony Online Entertainment. What?
No, go on. It was a very strong transition.
Whatever you, it's, I was a little, I have to admit, I was a little miffed last episode where you, like, shot down my segue.
That's because your segues are terrible.
What do I bring you people on this show for? Oh my god. I am just going to set up dolls with happy faces on them and two other cameras.
That's kind of what I've got going on here.
And make them nod. It's going to be amazing. I'm getting a very concerned look. Don't worry, it's live, everything's fine.
Seriously, I'm high on alone time right now.
High on alone time. So, this week, Sony Online Entertainment announced they're shutting down a bunch of their games, one of which is Vanguard, which is sort of funny because this is also the same general time that Brad McQuaid launched his Kickstarter for Pantheon Rise of the Fallen, a name that I still hate. And his last game was Vanguard, so it's sort of the falling of the guard. I didn't actually mean to use
The
Picard,
falling
guys.
of the risen, or
The,
that is seriously a terrible, terrible name.
the rise of the fallen. It's
That
just
doesn't
about
make
zombies. Leave it alone.
That doesn't make any sense at all. Something that has fallen does not rise. It is falling.
No, it's fallen. It already fell, so now it's rising again, like a phoenix
So they're not fallen
from the
anymore, are
ashes
they?
of doom.
I'd like an MMO about zombies. That's really all I have to contribute at this point.
Wait, what?
Zombies. You said zombies, and I more zombie
What about
MMOs.
Wildstar?
That's not really a zombie, though, is it? You know, that's not a zombie. That's a stripper.
What the
An
hell was
undead stripper.
that?
With Clockwork Orange eyes.
Ellie, why don't you start talking about things?
Yeah, so I thought the timing was a little bit weird on this one because they announced like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, that they were going to do the Station Pass upgrade thing where you got access to all of their MMOs. So then I like heard a bunch of people be like, "Oh, sweet, now I'll play Vanguard while I play EverQuest or something like that. I'll finally try this game out." And then they're like, "Nope, goodbye." So it seems like you would have either announced them together or shut them down rather than like, I don't know, it's just it was a little bit awkward for me. But have you guys ever been through a shutdown of an MMO? I haven't. I've always stopped before they've been shut down.
Yeah, not anything I've played consistently. I'd already quit playing Galaxies. I never played City of Heroes and whatever. City of Stuff.
Even the early MUDs that I played and got hooked on these kinds of spend all of your hours on games, they're still going. I could still pay $30 a month for it if I wanted.
You paid for MUDs? Why would you do
I
that?
paid a shitload of money for MUDs.
Oh, man.
At one point, I was paying $80 a month while I was in college, plus like supplemental things. It was a lot of money.
Yeah, that's a significant amount of money.
Yeah. And it was worth it. It was super fun. And we got the Star Wars Old Republic engine out of that same company, so it was good.
That what? Why would you tell people that?
Because the actual like the engine stuff is good. There's lots of terrible stuff about Star Wars, and we can talk about that like
No, the engine is why I quit that game.
not like
What?
the graphics engine. The graphics engine? Or
The
the like the
game
talking to people
was so
engine?
laggy and horrible and buggy.
No, that's
I
only.
feel like you played a different game than I did.
Yeah, I think you just hate everything I like.
Wait, we're talking about Old Republic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that thing was laggy as hell, you guys. Laggy as hell.
I mean, it's not like Warcraft level of polish, but nothing ever has been.
Tara.
No.
Really?
No, Warcraft is still the gold standard for you hit the button and stuff happens. Terra was not that good.
Terra was pretty good, and Terra is better than most of the other action
Yeah.
MMOs I've played, but it wasn't Warcraft level.
No, that's
Yeah.
true. That's true. The only game that I've played that's come close to Warcraft levels, Terra. Oh, yeah, they're losing a bunch of stuff. And one of the games they're shutting down is Free Realms, which I thought was kind of sad, because it was an MMO for kids, and it had a lot of buzz when it came out. Like, it was, God, like the, I don't know, big stories in newspapers and stuff, and I don't know what kids are doing nowadays, but apparently they're not playing Free Realms.
They're playing things on the iPad.
That's true,
Yeah.
actually. That is what kids are doing nowadays,
Yeah.
yeah.
Didn't they just spend a bunch of time and money porting or localizing Wizardry Online for the US also, and that got shut down? Wasn't it Wizardry? I think that's
I
one of the
don't
ones
think
that's
it was
going to.
Wizardry Online, was it?
I have no idea what's going on at SOE. I don't understand their business model, and boy, your microphone is sensitive and you type very ferociously.
Oh, you're right, Wizardry is one. It's one of these mechanical keyboards that's like structurally made to let off a lot of noise.
What kind of switches?
I don't know. It's not my keyboard.
It's very important.
What kind of switches does your keyboard have?
It's mechanical.
I don't know. He just says it's mechanical, so whatever.
Why? What?
Is it browns or blues or reds or
Oh, it's
greens?
green. Green? Is that a good answer?
That is an answer. I don't.
Green?
No,
Like it's
that's just
green?
that's fine. Is it a Razer keyboard? That looks like a
Yes.
Is there really
Razer
blue?
keyboard. That's Razer green, yeah.
Yeah, they're probably brown
I
then.
don't understand why we're waving my keyboard around.
We are all totally drunk right now.
And this is a very professional podcast. Oh, I don't know what you're implying. I should stop talking to you. That's not professional.
I'm giving Lior editing work.
Oh, you're giving me editing work. Yeah. Thank you, because that's you're what welcome. I really needed. Joke's on you. I'm going to be so hungover after Super Bowl Sunday that there's no editing. Yes?
Anyway, I wanted to talk about the cost in real-world dollars of MMO goods and how that affects things. You know, that there's this big issue with digital ownership in general.
Stop texting Ellie.
Somebody is texting to me, and I just put my phone in my pocket.
Well, no, I was just telling them to stop texting you.
Oh.
Because they're going to be texting him while they're watching on YouTube.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure they're trying to arrange Super Bowl party for tomorrow.
Oh.
Anyway, back to the professional podcasting point.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of people are going to be out digital items, and I don't know how to feel about that. Especially with the additional issue of free-to-play or microtransaction type options now. You know, it's pretty easy to have hundreds of actual dollars logged into a game. I mean, I certainly do in Warcraft, right? Between character transfers and everything else. And mounts and shit that I've purchased. Sparkle ponies. I mean, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, there's this whole issue where we don't technically own any of our games between Steam and, you know, digital libraries, and we don't technically own any of the goods that are in our games, but at the same time, our goods are worth real money, as seen by Diablo Auction House, you know.
I think this is particularly interesting, especially in light of the other big story this week, which is about that huge battle they had in EVE Online, where, I mean, they say like $500,000 in spaceships were destroyed.
That's ridiculous. I can't even conceive.
Yeah, and so you think, you know, I mean, EVE, of course, is kind of a special creature in its monetary value, but there is some value to the stuff that they just flick a switch and it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, what happens when somebody hacks your Second Life account or Second Life shuts down? I mean, people run entire businesses out of Second Life, right? So what does that mean?
They're screwed? You're right. We put a lot of time and effort and investment into these things, and you know, they never really truly belong to us.
Well, how many, you know, hours, just money spent in time, how many hours have we collectively spent on games?
So things like that I care about a little bit less. Like, my, you know, my time is
right.
is valuable, but I feel like that, and to some extent subscription fees and things like that, where I'm paying,
and those kind of balance out.
Yeah, I feel like if I'm paying ostensibly to support, you know, the game being available to play, I feel differently about that than if I'm buying digital items, I think.
So you're saying it's different than, like, the $20 Sparkle Pony means a different thing to you than your, you know, 40 hours rating, whatever.
I think so. I mean, clearly my actual character has some value to me, right? Like, my WoW character, if Blizzard up and deleted my WoW character just because, like, I don't think I would be very happy, and I would want to be able to seek some sort of recourse.
But technically you can't. I mean, isn't that in the terms of service that they can prevent service at any time?
Well, right, and I think that that's part of the root problem, right?
It's tricky, too, but with Blizzard, I mean, you know, you have spent money, and we've all spent money, to buy things like pets and mounts. So specifically those digital items, you know, you can sort of argue that maybe as part of the game service, blah, 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 but then you spent $25 above and beyond that to get a Sparkle Pony, but it is still entirely beholden to the servers.
Right, and I guess I feel differently, like I said, I feel differently about that than my base subscription or some of the other things. You know, I definitely would feel like somebody actually stole real money from me if they took over my account and sold it all. I mean, you know, if especially since I can go theoretically, and yes, anti terms of service or whatever, but I could sell. I mean, people do sell their accounts a lot less so now than they used to, I think, for a while.
Yeah.
But people, you know, for a long time were selling accounts, and in lots of other games do still. You know, there is a real monetary value that can be attached to it. It's kind of like the guy who lost his Twitter account, right? The $50,000 Twitter account headline that we saw, probably all saw this week. And, you know, his account was, he was once offered $50,000 for his account, right? So, like, whether it's actually worth $50,000, whatever, is clearly, like, he wants to make an impact with his headline. I mean, these things that we spend all this time and energy on, you know, I think that we do deserve some sort of rights to it beyond this sort of general term. The general EULA, the general licensing structure, I think, is really shitty for us.
Well, yeah. The licensing structure is shitty for all consumers everywhere. Look at DRM.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that's the bigger point, right?
Yeah, no, that's true. I think it would be nice to have some sort of, I don't know, some sort of protection in there. I mean, they said with Vanguard, it hasn't been making money for months now, and they've just finally gotten to the point where they can't continue to float it.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. There's like services that go away all the time, and it sucks or whatever. I mean, you know, free or otherwise, and I get that like businesses shut down and I don't know, but the thing is, like, with most non-online MMO-style games, you can still play them without that company existing any longer. And I mean, it's part and parcel of the MMO community, I guess. But I don't know. It's one of those things that's definitely I've been thinking about. And you know, I read an article about it this week. You know, they've been technically sort of lending licenses since, like, NES cartridges. It's just that you always had the cartridge in your hand at the end of the day. So, like, what are you going to do?
Well, I think one thing that would be nice to see is releasing servers, the server code after a game's been shut down. So I know that, you know, Glitch did that with a lot of their assets. They released those on a Creative Commons license. And, of course, there's the... what do they call it? That we all played the Star Wars Galaxies
emulator. But that was reverse engineered from original discs. There was no server granted.
It was. Yeah, absolutely. But you know, and that is consistently pretty popular. They have probably, you know, like 1500 people on their planet at any given time, which is pretty impressive.
And yet still no one to mentor skills from.
That fucking game, man.
That is totally a game I would purchase a max level character for.
Oh, yeah.
Except the problem is max level didn't really mean anything.
Right. But you know what I mean, though. I really don't want to go back to 60 hours of changing my hair color.
Man, I got, like, carpal tunnel from slicing boxes because you had to, like, pick up the box and then press the button and then mouse cursor over. It's like, you know, it's like
forget
loud
harvesting.
Yeah. I didn't do any of that much, or didn't do much of that. So, speaking of that, you know, in the same words that they cut Vanguard and stuff, they also mentioned that the next MMO from SOE, the next unannounced MMO, and they make so many fucking MMOs, I don't know, whatever, is going to make all of the old SWG players very happy. And
see, that was a good segue.
I set that up for you.
No, you didn't.
I did purposefully. Damn it. Come on. Yes.
Picture didn't happen.
So how do you guys feel about that? I'm not sure I actually want to play Star Wars Galaxies or something Star Wars Galaxies like anymore.
What do you think it means, though?
Well, it definitely doesn't mean a Star Wars licensed game.
No.
Space sandbox.
You think?
What does space sandbox mean?
It's a space sandbox. Well, also the freedom. I mean, I did not play Star Wars Galaxies, but just the stories that I hear and the nostalgia in people's voices, I think it was the fact that you could be a dancer all day, or, you know, you had real freedom to do things that you don't have in games anymore.
Yeah, I think the open economy, the completely player-driven economy, and, you know, the ability to sort of build a character or a whole sort of empire, really, whose entire purpose is to serve other people food after battle, or heal them or whatever, or
right,
build them weapons. I mean, I think that's
or
one
decorate
thing.
Their houses
or decorate their houses or help
or
them.
Decorate them,
right, or build their city, right? I mean, yeah, those things, you know, that level of customization,
right,
I haven't found that anywhere else yet. And I mean, outside of like MUDs, right? And like, that's something that is absolutely what drew me to Star Wars Galaxies out of MUDs. It's finally getting to put more visuals to the game I wanted to play. I struggled for other reasons, like you know, I couldn't actually do the heavy duty role playing that I wanted to do because my character didn't actually make the motions that I wanted him to make.
You came from a MUD, which was all text.
I know, I know. Well, it was my so it was my first graphical MMO.
Okay.
So that's what makes it special to me, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I mean, I would tentatively, I mean, I play every MMO, so, you know, take that with what you know. But I you know, I've said before that I would like to see an EverQuest 3 instead of an EverQuest Next. And maybe this game that they're talking about will be closer to that.
But my understanding is that EverQuest and Star Wars Galaxies are very different games.
But they both have that old school spirit to them.
No, there wasn't really nothing about Galaxies was like EverQuest or Warcraft.
I mean, EverQuest and WoW are the same family of MMO, right? They're fundamentally go beat shit up and beat a bigger boss and beat a bigger boss. Like, there wasn't an endgame in Galaxies.
Right, but as far as things as like...
It was more like Eve.
Long travel times and, you know, it takes a long time to skill up for crafting and that sort of thing.
I'm not sure I want that anymore. I'm not sure I would have the patience for it, honestly.
And I don't think that's something that they would consider special that they would want to put in a new game. I mean, it can't be, right? It can't be. Is that how they're trying to get, you know, 40-year-olds to remember their college years? Is that what they're going for? I mean, that's valid, sure, but...
That, you know what? That'll get a lot of people to buy the box, and it won't get very many people to play.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
That may be true.
I mean, I know exactly what would happen. If somebody like gussied up Star Wars Galaxies, you know, the three of us and a bunch of people we know would be like, shit, yeah, we're getting on that train. We'd all buy it. We'd play it for like a week, and then the few people who like the grindy things would continue to play it and probably put way more time than the rest of us would into it. And then we would, you know, striate, and that would be that. And I don't think I'd go past a month. I don't think I'd make it to a month.
Did we even make it all a week on the emulator?
I made it 2 days on the emulator. Maybe.
Yeah.
I think I logged in two different times.
And I was busy going, man, I really, really love doing everything in this game, but how would I ever get to that point, ever?
I mean, I was working, but I was on the road a lot, so I was in hotel rooms with nothing else to do other than watch Worlds of Series of Poker and skill up on some fucking guy I couldn't kill and couldn't kill me, right?
Right.
I did that 4 hours a night for a month, and then I could finally try to play the rest of the game.
But I'd do that. I would do that for an hour a night.
No.
I wouldn't.
No.
All right. Well, maybe that's just me.
I would bought that shit until I was max level, and then
Which is not unlike what happened in Star Wars Galaxies.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they had a really robust scripting engine in game.
Yeah.
Like, the macro engine. Like, people wrote interactive doctor bots, right? That would, like, actually manage the line of people waiting to get their bus. And getting your bus took 5 minutes. And there's 10 people in front of you, so you're going to sit here and wait for fucking an hour before you can do anything?
That was like that in EverQuest, too. You'd have to go behind the bank and talk to the cleric.
go behind the bank and hide out and be like, hey, what's up?
You would, yeah. The clerics would hang out behind the bank. And
talk to the guy with the sketchy mustache.
Yeah.
Progression rating in vanilla Warcraft meant you had to go to the friggin' Blasted Lands and farm up your rum-tum tubers.
I see, I missed that. Where's the rum-tum tubers, man?
And, like, mind control those guys in whatever that place was and give all your people buffs for an hour.
Blackwing Lair, yeah.
The, like, mind control the fire resist buff, yeah. But I honestly don't think anybody... I guarantee some people would, but I don't think that the majority of the MMO community would get behind that these days. I think a lot of people say that they would, but I don't actually believe that they would.
Right, but who cares if the majority of the MMO community would do it?
Well, I mean, okay, majority or...
You're saying that there's not a financially prudent number of people who would do it.
Not for the cost of developing an MMO.
Unless they microtransactioned skill ups. Because I gotta tell you, I would pay for Harvesting 4 in Star Wars Galaxies. I would do it. I would do it in a heartbeat. I would do it.
Yeah, see?
But see, I wouldn't even play that game.
Right, but that's okay. You don't have to play every game.
Yeah, that's true. But like, if they want to appeal to me, an old Star Wars Galaxies player, the Star Wars Galaxies mindset and the microtransaction mindset are kind of the opposite.
I don't think that's necessarily true, because like even with the scripting, the point was to get your skills up to the max level as quickly and as painlessly as possible. That's why you had, you know, macros to sit in the doctor's office and heal wounds when you weren't actually at the computer. Because you didn't actually want to do that at endgame. You wanted to be able to just make medicine and get a bajillion dollars so that you could then go to the image designer and get sexy clothes.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We did take a doctor out with us sometimes when we had to, like, go fight Banthas or whatever. Not Banthas, Rancors?
Rancors.
Rancors. They're the ones that had the good leather.
On Dathomir, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Rancors are... Do you remember...
I do know what Rancors are. I fought them in Star Wars, The Old Republic.
Do you know what they are from the movies?
Yes. Okay. I do.
Alright. I wasn't sure I believe... I'm not sure I believe you.
I know what Rancors... It was in the pit. There was the Rancor.
She's way too hipster to have ever seen Star Wars. Who are you kidding?
Are you kidding? I was raised on Star Wars. Come on. The hipster line stops at Star Wars. That doesn't count.
Uh-huh.
Because you liked Star Wars before people liked it.
Yeah, I liked it before it was cool. That's correct, yes. I would like to see another hardcore game come out. I kind of have my hopes set for ArcheAge to be a hardcore sandboxy game. What are you rolling your eyes for? Saw that.
That's not a hardcore game. It's grindy, sure. Isn't it Korean? That's what they do.
It is. It's
everything is wearing a thong with giant boobs. You all look exactly the same, and you swing the same sword over and over and over again.
No, because you can be a pirate. You can be a pirate with a ship, and you can go and hold other people up for their booty.
And that's probably literal.
I'm still down with that. That sounds like fun. I'm all over that. You can make, like, towns and defend it. This is what I want. I want a game. Like, games give too many toys to black hats. They make it too easy to grief. And they don't give enough toys to white hats. Because I want to be able to form towns and repel the bad guys with, like, pointy, jagged walls and stuff.
And then somebody will break a hole in your wall in the shape of a penis. Over and over and over again.
Well, then we put up two walls. You know, if you have the proper tools, there is a proper way to do that. So a person can, I don't know, you can have like civilization versus chaos. I would like that. You're just staring at me.
I am, because I don't. I mean, we've had this conversation. I don't agree. Do you want to go play DayZ?
No, because there's not enough tools for white hats. It's all black hats.
It does have zombies, though.
Oh, well, no, it does have zombies. And that is, although there's actually apparently not many zombies right now in the early access version, so...
DayZ and Eve sound like the two worst possible experiences.
Eve was fun.
And how long did you play Eve?
I played Eve for like 2 months.
That actually is quite a long time.
That's a long time. That's pretty reasonable.
I would have played longer, except our corp decided they wanted to be a battle corp, and I just wanted to be a space trucker.
Right, but Eve is not about that.
Yeah, no, space trucking is a totally viable option in Eve.
You already went into the fact that you'd like go and like get shot at so that the security guys would come and blow up your enemies, and then you'd go steal all the stuff they were mining.
Well, yeah, I didn't actually do that, but that is a thing that people do.
Right, that's what space trucking becomes in Eve. It's all about griefing people and stealing their shit, and that doesn't sound any fun to me. I trust that it is totally fun for plenty of people. Most of them wear fedoras. I'm not one of them.
Well, that's not untrue.
Yeah, you've got way too much facial hair. You can only do it. I think a Van Dyke is the most you can have with a fedora.
That's true. Yeah, no, you are in the danger zone for fedoras, so don't. No, I mean, I totally understand what you're saying. But, you know, I'm glad that there are niche games coming out so you can have the kind of games that I would like to play.
Oh, I wanted to talk about a different old school game. Can we talk about that? No, I don't want to talk about that. All right.
What? What old school game?
No, I played Serious Sam 3 recently. As part of my backlog.
Uh-huh. Wasn't that the terrible game? You actually finished it?
I totally finished it, and...
Did it get any better?
No.
Well, thanks for talking about it.
It is a very old-school style game in terms of the way that it approaches the shooting mechanic. It's like one of those like old waves and waves and waves of enemies, and you've got like shitloads of ammo, and you use it all. right? Like kind of like an old like Doom or Doom 2 or whatever. And I thought it was okay. The writing and the characters and all that shit is like, it was like bad parody, right? So
are you sure it was a parody?
I
you really, really hope it was a parody?
I trust myself to believe that it is a parody, and that's all I'm going with.
That's okay. How I feel about Bayonetta, so I'm cool.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah, I'll with that.
And you know, but even so, I just really didn't like any of the people, and it didn't explain like half of the story and whatever. I didn't think it was good parody writing either. But like it was a very old school vibe of a game. And I'm not sure I want to play that game anymore, honestly. Like, it was fun. I'm glad that, like, I had that available to me occasionally. But, like, I sort of pushed myself to get through that game. And, like, that's how I feel about these other old school games. Is, like, they're going to be fun for an hour or, you know, a couple hours a week or something. But they're not going to be fun as, like, any sort of regular primary focus for me.
It's not something you're going to want to play again.
No, and I'm not going back to that series. I'm just not. It's not, you know, there maybe next Extra Life when I need a game at 3 a.m. that's really mindless, right? Which is when I started this one.
There you go.
But yeah, not, you know, for my everyday, I want more now, or I want something different.
I've been playing a game. I played a game. That game is Stacking.
Stacking is so cute.
It is super cute, and I finished it as part of the backlog project. I finished a game, and it was Stacking, and it was super adorable. You know, it wasn't like, it was more about collecting answers than, I mean, the puzzles were not necessarily terribly complicated, but the settings were cute, the characters were cute, everything was really cute, the whole way you, it's basically little Russian dolls, and you can go and swallow up bigger Russian dolls and put on costumes, and it's really good.
How does it work? What kind of puzzles is it?
It's logic puzzles, sort of. Like, each doll has, they've got a special ability.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get your sizes right and make sure you have exactly the right number of dolls. And it's really, really cute. It's set up like, the plot is set up like a silent film.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it's a very retro silent film. And you're the smallest Russian doll, Charlie. And you have to save your family from the evil Baron who wants to make them do child labor. So that you have to free them from the salt mines and the...
It is very Dickensian.
It is terribly Dickensian, absolutely.
Is it Dickensian or like Tolstoyian?
Oh, no. It's totally Dickensian. It is totally paid by the word. And it's like High Times Dickensian, okay. As opposed to, I don't know, Tale of Two Cities Dickensian.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. And so it's very much a logic puzzle.
That wasn't
so you...
actually Dickens, but you knew what I meant.
Right. I did know what
you meant.
Okay.
So you'll end up, you'll get a thing like, oh no, you have to get into this VIP lounge. So you have, there are various dolls that have various skills and you need to figure out, and there's three different ways you could do it, for example, and you can figure out the way that you want to try and get into this VIP lounge by stacking up various dolls and using their skills.
Like you can stack up to the pretty doll and, you know, distract the guards, and or stack up to the stinky doll and fart.
And you get lots of little mini quests along the way, like the linen laundry dolls will have to have a special quest to throw sheets over dolls, and it's really sweet. Definitely, it was a lot of fun. Just the right pace. It was probably about 5 or 6 hours.
It was really fun to play with my eldest.
Oh, yeah, that'd be really good, actually, yeah.
She loved it, because, I mean, it's not to say that it's a childish game, because it's not, but it was simple enough that she could understand the puzzles, and it was really good for her.
I put it on my Steam wish list for a rainy day when the backlog is smaller.
Ah, yes, the backlog. What's next in the backlog project for you, Ellie?
Bastion. I'm, like, I think about halfway through Bastion, and hate myself for not having played it earlier.
It's so great.
It's really good.
I really like that. I call it the Alundra style of like PlayStation, Sega Genesis, those kinds of games. The run around and
sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a beautiful game. The art is awesome.
The music is just phenomenal.
Yeah, the music is fantastic. I met the singer, and then I got to a part where they like played some song from your past, and maybe it's the same level, and like there's like words, and there's like you could listen to the words and they're super bleak, but like it's not repetitive in a, you know, if you're in the level for 15 or 20 minutes and it's the same thing, it's just it still sounds awesome. And the narrator is fantastic and a really cool piece of technology and immersion. Like all of those games, I run around and break basically everything because that's what you're supposed to do, and they might have a little gem in them or whatever. And the narrator started giving me shit for doing that.
And the boy goes through the level and destroys everyone's homes.
And then he like later he started like calling me out for, you know, always using the same weapon when I leave the, you know, the weapon picking place, and I don't know, I mean, I just it's really well
He
done
sure
and it
loved that hammer. Yeah, it's so awesome.
it's just awesome.
I never expected a platformer to have as much replay value as Bastion does.
I can totally see that. I can see that it would be totally different if I went with different weapons primarily the whole way and built things differently, and you know, it's got this really cool tuning mechanic where there's like these idols you can find and you can like worship X number of gods at any given time. And everyone increases the difficulty of the bad guys in a different way, but also gives you more experience and gems. So there's a cool difficulty tuning thing, and yeah, I mean, I don't know. It seems it's really fun. I wish I'd played it before. And then Core showed me the trailer for Transistor, which I'd known about but hadn't really paid attention to.
How did you
And
guys see the trailer for that at PAX?
I saw it. I stood next to it while I was in the Oculus line, and had like a 90-minute wait to play the like 5-minute demo. I probably saw it, but I, without having played Bastion and without really sort of being keyed into what that what Supergiant does, like I watched it again and I was like, "Yep, I am going to buy that and play that immediately because it looks awesome." I don't know. I think people say it takes about 8 hours to get through it once. I know there's people speed running it, which is kind of awesome, and I want to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my current game. I don't know what's next after that.
What have you been playing lately, Arrow?
I played Broken Age again on the release version.
Oh, cool.
It is amazing how much polish they managed to put in it in 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
It wasn't really a complaint before, so much as just a comment on how everything seemed to be built for tablets, where, you know, you tap and you drag and you click again, and it was really tedious with a mouse. But they fixed all that, and I just really above and beyond the Call of Duty for this crowdsourced game. And it's still really great, and everyone should buy it. And the more people who buy it now, the more awesome things they will put into the second part, which you get for free after you buy the first part.
Is it two parts or multiple more than that?
Two parts.
I'm totally gonna get in on that at some point.
I will. That goes on my wish list after I clear off more out of my backlog. Well, I've not been playing that much in games because I have to give a shout out to this TV show.
No.
Why not? It's really
Because this is
good.
not
This
about
is not
TV shows.
totally legit Korean TV shows.
It's basically Game Theory the show, so it's actually pretty applicable to our audience. So they do stuff like laser chess, where they have to bounce lasers with mirrors over a chessboard to shoot things, and I don't know. Competitive rock, paper, scissors, which is actually more complicated than you think.
There's a professional rock, paper, scissors league, did you know?
I believe that.
Are you on it?
No, I heard about it though, and I kind of want to be. They apparently they have like names for all of the because you play like best out of three, and they have like names for all of the like rock is something, and you know they all have like funny names.
Right. Well, yeah, that makes sense. But yeah, if you like game theory and you like sort of those, you know, one of my brother is telling the truth, whereas, you know, or one of us is telling the truth, one of us is telling a lie, and you know, those sort of like riddle kind of logic puzzles, then you'll really like this. Search for the Genius English Subs because it is a Korean show, and there's a season and a half out right now, and it's really, really good, so everyone should watch it. Can then.
Have you finished The Wolf Among Us yet?
I haven't, but I'm going to before part two comes out.
You better hurry because part two is coming out next week, I believe.
Okay, so that is it for this episode. An odd episode for an odd day being Saturday. But thank you very much, Aerolade and Alindria, for coming on the show.
You're so welcome.
Yeah.
Yay!
I'm happy to be here.
Sweet. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another episode. You can find us online at liorblog.com, liorblog.com, and click on Cat Context Podcast in the main menu. Ellie is on Twitter at ThatAngryDwarf and also online at ThatAngryDwarf.com. Aerolade is on Twitter at Aerolade and also online at DragonSworn.net. And I'm at Leor's with an S and at LeorBlog. There, see, I plugged everybody.
That was good. Have you explained why you have an S yet?
No, because someone already took Leor.
Really?
Someone took Leor, so yeah.
Are they using
had it? No.
You should petition Twitter to steal it back from them.
I don't think that it works that
either
way.
Either that or you should, like, hack all of their accounts and blackmail
right.
them.
Yeah, I will just, like, yeah, hack their GoDaddy and steal their Twitter. That's no problem. No problem. But until then, I am Leor with an S, so... So that is it. Thank you very much for listening. Please think about giving us a thumbs up or a 5-star or whatever, however you might be consuming this. Whatever the I have enjoyed this consuming experience. Click that. Thank you. And that's it. Thanks very much for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.